This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And we're back here on Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long behind the glass, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com. And the Odyssey app. We're getting ready for some severe weather. We'll get you some weather updates later on in the hour. But first, we're going to bring on Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, joining us. We had to scramble for some guests here with LSU baseball getting canceled, and Ross was kind enough to come on. He's Mr. Reliable. I always say, when in doubt, call a podcaster. How you doing, Ross? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the down season for football, but we do have a rookie minicamp coming up, and there's going to be plenty to look at out there considering we have a 9-man draft class. It's tied for the largest in the Mickey Loomis area. They have drafted 9 players 2 other times, and 2015 was the most recent time. I think the other was like 2002 or something like that. Basically, you know, another lifetime. But, you know, Ross, what are kind of your expectations for this rookie class? Who are you most excited to go out there and see? What are your thoughts on basically the group that we have to look at later this month?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously it all starts with a quarterback, right? Anytime that you have a quarterback that's drafted as highly as any other quarterback in the last 50 years in the NFL draft, excluding the supplemental draft, then obviously that's going to be a big focus. And so a guy like Louisville's Tyler Shuck coming in as a second-round pick, 40th overall for New Orleans, it's going to be a lot of eyes on him. And look, with these rookie minicamps, I think the thing that's really nice is not only do we get to see them a little bit on the field, but we get to talk to him in the locker room. We get to meet him a little bit, kind of experience them like in person as opposed to just on a Zoom call and things like that. And I think that you learn a lot about those players and you get the opportunity to speak to them in that environment. I think last year when we got the chance to see Spencer Rattler for the first time in rookie minicamp, he was paired with a veteran that was there on a tryout basis in Kellen Mond. And you can see sort of the difference of the zip when he threw and, you know, the kind of, you know, heat on his passes and things like that. I think those are things you're going to be looking forward to seeing. We're not going to watch Tyler Shuck, obviously, you know, operate in full team drills and all these other things. And so you're just kind of looking for the things that might, you know, stand out about him amongst the other group of potential passers that might be there. I know Iowa Western / Iowa State quarterback, Hunter Deckers might be in that class and things like that. So you're obviously looking forward to seeing the quarterback. I think it's going to be very interesting, too, to see where the first-round selection in Kelvin Banks Jr. ends up lining up when he gets his opportunities to kind of line up in formation. Where is he working? What kind of drills is he doing? Things like that. You remember, Jeff, last year, we saw Taliesin Fuanga start at left tackle during rookie minicamp, and then he never moved. He stayed there the entire time all throughout the rest of the season, so we might get a little bit of an early indication there. And then the rest of the group, you just kind of want to see, you know, how well do they move? How well are they participating, you know? And certainly, if they are participating or if they're not participating, right, there's always the sort of, you know, knock on wood, but there's always kind of that surprise injury sometimes that pops up and keeps the guy limited or off the field for rookie minicamp, and so we'd certainly get more of that information throughout that process as well.
Yeah, I remember the conversations after that. It was kind of like, oh, well, I mean, of course they're just going to see what he can do over at left tackle. Surely they're not just going to make that his position full time. And well, wouldn't you know it, that's exactly what happened. But, you know, looping back to the quarterback, I do find it's going to be the conversation. It's going to be what everyone's talking about. So I don't want to dig into it. You know, Tyler, I think is, as people get to know Tyler from a personality perspective, he's already kind of done that a little bit. He had the dinner at Drago's. He's posted videos of him throwing to Bub Means, and you know, obviously, you know, saying I'm going to die out there on the field for y'all is kind of, you know, it's the energy you want from the quarterback, and I think people are going to hold that candle up to the you know ghost that is Derek Carr and be like, well, this is what we wanted all along. It's a different vibe when you're coming in as a rookie and you're trying to kind of ingratiate yourself versus a veteran coming in. So it's tough to compare those two situations. But what are your thoughts on Tyler and how he is kind of setting up himself for success from a fan perspective? Because I genuinely think, like, once there's some criticism around the pick, people might not know him, they might think it was a reach, but I think once people go out there and they see a 6'5 dude who's kind of built for the position running that offense, he can actually see clearly over the offensive line, not stand on its tiptoes like we're so used to. I think people are going to get on board quick.
Yeah, and I think they're going to get on board quick when they actually see him throw the football too.
Right.
I think that's going to be a big part of it. Like, you know, the Saints, the best thing that might happen for the Saints this offseason is the fact that their training camp is going to be back in Metairie. So it's going to actually give these guys an opportunity to be seen by, you know, some of these fans, assuming that they go back to having their typical open practices and things like that. So that's with the assumption that they do that. We'll see what actually happens the time comes. But yeah, I think that, like, the thing that I highlight is, yeah, it's tough to compare the rookie and the veteran that are showing up in this market and everything like that. But it's not hard for the rookie to learn from the mistakes of the veteran either, right? And one of the biggest things that is most publicized about the New Orleans Saints fan base and Derek Carr is that the Saints fan base does not feel like Derek Carr has adequately ingratiated himself with that fan base and you know, involved himself in the community and all these other things. And remember, this is a fan base that's used to seeing guys like Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis and, of course, Drew Brees, who have absolutely made themselves very much a part of this community and this fan base and so on and so forth. And so while it's tough to compare them, but I commend Tyler Shuck on, or whoever's giving Tyler Shuck good, you know, good advice, is that they are learning from, okay, that didn't work for this player. Let's make sure that we're doing this. And some of it might be, you know, not orchestrated in terms of disingenuous, but some of it might be like, yeah, let's make sure we go to the right restaurant when we go to New Orleans. Let's make sure that we're seen and visible and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that at all, to be sort of, you know, I don't want to say premeditated because it makes it sound malicious, but you know what I mean? To be at least thought out. And that's what I think is the biggest thing here, is that there are decisions that are being made that I think are intentional and that I think are wise by, you know, the club and the camp that's around Tyler Shuck. And so I commend them for that. I think one of the biggest things that you can do right now is show up and be the person that people, you know, will hopefully look to, you know, kind of look at you as a positive figure and a positive addition in this environment, particularly as hostile as the environment is right now. And I think that he's done a very good job of doing that. You know, you look back at his draft day photos and things like that, and some of the comments that were on his posts, the earlier posts that he posted about, you know, waiting to see what was going to happen for the draft and things like that. They weren't great, right? They weren't very friendly. And so for him to look past that, to go straight to making the acknowledgement of, you know, I'll die on that field for you, which, Tyler, if you're listening, you don't have to, it's okay. But, you know, there's like a real decision that was made there, and I think it was the right decision. So I applaud Tyler Shuck and his folks for making sure that he is making the right impression right off the bat for a fan base that is very important to the success of this organization.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ross, you brought it up there, you know, earlier on about Kelvin Banks and where he's going to end up playing. Where do you kind of sit on that line? Because, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, Talia Sifuanga was great as a rookie at left tackle. Why would you move him off of left tackle? You know, I know his natural position was right tackle throughout college, so it could make sense to keep both at their quote-unquote natural position. But, you know, some scouts saw him as a potential guard at the NFL level, Banks, and playing him at left guard seals up that spot, and then you have just a badass left side of your offensive line. Where do you kind of stand on that kind of side of the fence? Do you think he's going to play left tackle and they move Tally back to right tackle, or do you think they'll play him at left guard for his rookie campaign?
I think the big question with that is, would it be tougher to get Kelvin Banks to learn a new position as he comes into the NFL or to have Talia Sifuanga continue at the position that he's in? What I mean by that is your real option here is, do you put Kelvin Banks somewhere where he's comfortable, or do you ask him to learn something different? Is asking him to learn something different less of a hurdle than keeping Talia Sifuanga where he is, right? In which case, if you were to move Talia Sifuanga over to right tackle, you're putting him back at his natural position. He doesn't have to learn anything. But if you're concerned about having Kelvin Banks Jr. learn right tackle or learn left guard, then you might actually move Talia Sifuanga, and then that way you can plug Kelvin Banks in where you think he's going to be comfortable. So I think it's going to come down to where they feel most comfortable having Kelvin Banks Jr. But I think you're going to have to see things in order to be able to really make that decision. I don't know that you make that decision if you are going to change his position without at least getting an opportunity to see what it is. I was in the same boat with Jeff, to where, you know, we saw Taliese out there at left tackle, and I was like, it's probably just information gathering. It's information gathering. And then he was there at OTAs. I was like, it's information gathering. And then he was there at mandatory minicamps. And I was like, this might not be information gathering. And then all of a sudden he was there all throughout training camp. And he went, this definitely isn't. And so perhaps we see the same thing with Kelvin Banks. But I think you'd have to at least get a chance to see him in those other positions first. So that's my roundabout way of saying I don't know. Like, I don't know where I sit on it. I do think that the best option for New Orleans, if they believe that Kelvin Banks and Talia Sifuanga can be their tackle tandem of the future, regardless of where they line up, but if they can be the tackle tandem of the future, then I think that's the thing they have to get figured out. And then the question mark then becomes Trevor Penning. Where do you put him? What do you do with him? Do you cross-train him on the inside, or do you let him be your depth defense, you know, your depth offensive tackle? And that's going to be the tougher challenge or the tougher question to answer, because you spent a lot to get Trevor Penning along with Chris Olave in that same year. Just a few years ago, but it is interesting that they didn't pick up Trevor Penning's fifth-year option. The reason why I highlight that is because if you picked up his fifth-year option, you're locked into paying him a fifth year at tackle, some kind of tackle salary or a salary that's based on tackles. With you not picking up his fifth-year option, it does give you the opportunity to go back to the drawing board with him if you do move him to guard and actually pay him as a guard. So it does maximize some of their opportunities in terms of what they can do with that offensive line.
Great stuff as always, Ross Jackson. You can catch him every day as the host of Locked On Saints. You can also keep up with his work over at LouisianaSports.net. Really appreciate the time, man. Make sure to stay dry.
Oh yeah, back at you, man. Thanks so much. Y'all stay safe, take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ross. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.